It was the 41st aftershock since the August 23rd earthquake.
It's not surprising.
Russell Green is an associate professor of civil engineering at Virginia Tech.
After an earthquake like the 5.8, you typically have aftershocks that continue on for a period of time. With time, you expect both the magnitude and the frequency or the number of aftershocks to decrease.
Are we any closer to being able to predict an earthquake?
No. As a matter of fact, the United States has actually pretty much given up on trying to predict earthquakes. What we end up switching to, as opposed to trying to do forecasting of earthquakes, we do a statistical analysis to determine the frequency of the earthquakes and the strength of the earthquakes, and then we just design buildings based on those statistics.
The August 23rd earthquake caused $15 million in damage to homes and churches and businesses, and the North Anna nuclear plant has been shut down ever since, while the NRC determines whether it's safe to restart. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.